or by Kat Sicha, why we don't have to wear tzitzis.
Why we don't have to wear tzitzis.
Last week, we learned a parsha of tzitzis, a very sadistic parsha. Chazal tell us, Rashi brings down, that it's shkula keneged kol mitzvahs. And that's really, you know, where I'm coming from to ask the question. Just before the question, just to emphasize the point of tzitzis is such a chashuv mitzvah that Chazal tell us we should be zor ma'oid. The Rambam brings down that la'olam ye adam zor b'mitzvah tzitzis b'endevil chasitzis shari akosuv shokla v'tolubo kol mitzvahs kula. Rashi in the parasha brings it down, the Rambam. So a person should be very zor mitzvah tzitzis, because it's shokol keneged kol mitzvahs. And in fact, we know it's a very powerful mitzvah. Chazal tells an interesting thing, and in the parasha, where does it come in? It comes in after the parasha of Mekoshesh. So the Medrash says, why is it after the parasha of Mekoshesh? Because after the Mekoshesh did this chet, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, the reason why he was able to do this chet is because on Shabbos he wasn't wearing his tefillin, so he didn't have this ois that he should remember. And therefore, the Chil Shabbos, that is Mechal Shabbos, and so the story was that he was Mechal Shabbos on Bifahesia, and he was Chai Misa, and so it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, that how is it that someone who, after Maimon HaSinai, was able to come with day such an aver of Chil Shabbos, it seems, you know, strange. So it says it's because normally we wear tefillin, and tefillin reminds us of ois. It reminds us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Shabbos he didn't have this ois, and therefore he was able to come to the chet, even though he was amazed, right? So it seems like it's an interesting thing that someone who wants to do a chet amazed should be stopped by something. But it says no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that give the mitzvah of tzitzis so that a person should be reminded all the time of the mitzvahs, and that will prevent people from doing averis. So I'm just saying, you see the power of the mitzvah of tzitzis. The truth is, you don't need a medrash to tell you. It says straight in the parasha, it says, "Blesa surach elvavcham v'achrei nechem," which we know is a very powerful thing that tzitzis can do. They can help a person to stray after his eyes, after his heart, like Chazal tells us, which is certainly a very powerful thing that the tzitzis could do. So the question is, if that's the case, that tzitzis is such a powerful tool, such a powerful mitzvah, so why taka aren't we mechuyiv to wear tzitzis? What do I mean when I say we're not mechuyiv to wear tzitzis? We all know it says that if a person wears a beged without kanfis, then he's mechuyiv to put on tzitzis. If a person is not wearing, right, the lashon of the Rambam is afal pi shein odam mechuyiv liknos leitalis ulsatif but kadesh yasav tzitzis, a person not mechuyiv to wear a beged of four corners and put tzitzis on. The chiv of the Torah is that if he should have such a beged, so then he has to put tzitzis on. So the question is, why didn't we make it into a chiv? Why isn't it a chiv to put on? The truth is, our minig is, the Rambam says afterwards, even though that's the mitzvah, Chazal, Rishonim say that it's something that Klal Yisrael tries to do. We put ourselves into a matzav that we should be mechuyev. But it seems like something that shouldn't be given to choice. Tefillin, we don't have a choice. We have to put on tefillin. We put on tefillin. It's a nice. Shabbos we keep. Different mitzvahs we keep. This, which is such a powerful mitzvah, which is connected, called mitzvah shebetayra, l'chayra, it should have been given to us also as a chiyuv and not by choice. That's the question which I want to talk about. That's a question. So I think in order to answer this question, so the first thing we have to speak about is what's the mitzvah of tzitzis? What does it do for us? How does it work to provide these reminders of the mitzvahs, and why is it so important? And then maybe we could understand why it only makes sense if it's something that we choose by ourselves. Okay, so let's talk about it. What's the mitzvah of tzitzis? So the basic mitzvah, the Chinuch says, that tzitzis represent what he calls a chesem of an eved. It means that a person, in those days there was such a concept, the Gemara brings down that someone owned a slave, so the slave would go with some kind of mark on him, some kind of badge, some kind of something, which showed that he was an eved. And so the Chinuch says that that's what tzitzis is supposed to be. Tzitzis is supposed to be something which reminds us that we're Avdei Hashem. That's the basic thought. But I want to try to adjust it a little and try to get in. When we put on our tzitzis, so what are we supposed to be feeling? Which feeling am I supposed to get from that? When I put on this thing that reminds me that I'm an Eved Hashem, which feeling are we supposed to take from it? And so I wanted to focus on something which I feel, I would call it the positive side of the feeling of being an Eved Hashem. And I'll tell you where I'm coming from. The Gemara says, very interesting Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Omrei Shlokish, Kol azor betzitzis zeicha u'misham shen loy beiz alovim ches meyes avodim. Someone who's zor in the midst of tzitzis, so lo'asad lovay, he'll be zeicha to have 2,800 avodim while being misharasim. Shenemar, and it brings a pasuk, koyam ha'ashem tzvokos, b'yom mehema, means lo'asad lovay, asher yachziku asor anoshem, we call the shaynus a goyim. The goyim are going to come and hang on to someone, and they'll be hanging on to who? Beknaf ish Yehudi, in the knaf of ish Yehudi. Lemar nelchli machem. That'll say we want to go with you. So it says this lashon will hang on to the knaf ish Yehudi. So Chazal darshan it means not going to literally hang on to the corner of his beged, but it means they're going to come to hang on to the yidden. Which yid? The yid who's mekayim in mitzvah tzitzis. What's the pshat? Why is it? What's this setup? Why is the yid going to be zeicha? So, I want to explain like this. We all know, Chazal tell us, that the reason for tchelos is because tchelos reminds us of the yam. The yam reminds us of the kisei akav. Very interesting expression. The kisei akav. That's what we're thinking about when we put on tzitzis. What? What's the kisei covered? Why is that? Is it supposed to? Because we're supposed to be scared. What feeling is it that I'm supposed to feel? And so it's interesting. Rashi brings down also in the end of the parasha there. He brings down two medrashim. He says like this. He says al kanfei b'gdeichem k'neged ve'eso eschem al kanfei nishar. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Yidden out of Mitzrayim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed it that I took you out as if on the wings of eagles. And that's the reminder of al kanfei b'gdeicha. That's one thing that Rashi says. And then Rashi says, arba kanfeis, not three, not five, k'neged arba l'shenes shel gulo, v'etzesi v'itzalti v'galti v'lokachti. It's a very interesting remnant. So I think that the feeling that we're supposed to have when we put on tzitzis, en echanani, I'm not saying it's not a chesem of nevet, but what feeling am I supposed to feel? I'm supposed to feel the privilege of being an Eved Hashem. The privilege of somehow representing and being connected with the Kisei HaKavod. It's something that doesn't really talk to us because we're not used to the musagim of royalty, if someone didn't grow up in a country that had a monarch with, but in the countries where there was such a thing called royalty, a monarchy, so then there's such a thing called being shaykh to the melech. There are people who their whole chshivas is just because somehow the melech made them knight or whatever it is, and they have shaykh to the melech. Nothing else other than that. Something that we don't connect with so much because we're not used to it, but really as Yidden, it's something that we should connect with. Because being connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not talking now mitzad the Avdus, Avada, that's our connection to Avdus, but it makes that we represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're His people. And that's why we have these Ramazim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, we're the nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out of Mitzrayim, Al Kanfei Nishar. And He took us, He was Vaitzesi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vlokachti, Aschem Elai, that's the Arba L'Shenis of Gula. And I think that that's what we're supposed to be feeling, that when we put on our tzitzis, we're supposed to be feeling that I am someone special. I am connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think that this is how the mitzvah is so powerful. How is it? It says, so how's it supposed to remind me? We all know it's a very shver mitzvah. Not to be drawn after our eyes, our thoughts. Our eyes wander, our heart wanders, right? It's one of the sheish mitzvahs to me, it's a choshva mitzvah that we're supposed to be thinking about all the time. And that's what the chinuch says. So how did the tzitzis going to get me to do that? And I think, maybe, that it's not so much that it's getting me, it's aser, it's reminding me that it's aser. It's a different kind of reminder. I'll say with a marshal. If we're talking about a monarchy, if you have someone, a prince, right? There are princes nowadays even. Princes or the son of a prince, a little kid who knows that one day he's going to be the king of England. So how do they send him out? They send him to school every day dressed up in the finest clothing and this, to have someone take him there, someone. So if when he goes outside he sees his friends or the little kids his age, they're not his friends because he doesn't play with them. He sees them playing in the mud, right? So maybe the first time he tells his mother, you know, he also wants to go play in the mud. And the mother tells him, you're a prince, you know, you can't play in the mud. And eventually he grows up and he realizes that he's not a kid who plays in the mud because it's not shaykh to him. And at some point, I don't think it even interests him anymore because he gets into a different mindset that I'm not someone who goes there, I'm not someone who's interested in that because it's just not mine, it's not for me. And it could be that this is the pshat of how tzitzis are supposed to affect us in this way. That someone who puts on tzitzis and feels like I'm an Eved Hashem, I'm someone who's shaykh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm shaykh to mitzvahs. So my mind is not going, I'm not going to be Torah. What does it mean, b'loy sasur? B'loy sasur means that I'm not wandering, I'm not going, like we said, spying out. I mean, spying out means I'm going someplace that's not shaykh to me and I'm going to look to see what's doing there. A person who has such a mindset, so he's not going, he's not spying because he's not interested. It's not because it's reminded that he's asur. It's not a question of asur, mutter. Avada, the dinam b'zisurim. I'm not saying not, but the feeling that he has, that his tzitzis are supposed to give him, that they help him in this area, is a feeling of, I am above this. This is not my area. This is not someplace where my mind should be going. Again, it's something that it can only work if we have that feeling. I think to most of us, you know, when we put on our tzitzis, it's so perfunctory, it's so, you know, kalachiyad, we're not thinking about it, we're not thinking these thoughts. But Lamaisa, we're supposed to be thinking, it's supposed to mean something to us. Otherwise, it's not going to do the trick. I'm not going to say it doesn't have any effect. Avada, mitzvahs, I'm mesugel to do whatever it is they're mesugel to do. But if we want to get the full effect out of it, so then it seems to be it's something that we have to think about. There's no reason not to think about it because it's so true that's the school of being a Yid, is that he's someone special, he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now getting back to the question. What was the question? The question was, so why is it that when I'm chuyav, and I think that maybe the answer is because you can't take someone and tell him you're not a simple person. You're chashev, you're special. If it's not something that he's going to feel and he's going to grow up and he's going to live with, then it's not really going to go in. And in the end, just it's not going to work. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is the inyan of the mitzvah tzitzis, but you have to do it. If you can get to feel that way, if you can feel that this is something that I feel I need to be wearing, I need to wear tzitzis because there's something special about me, then that shows that it's something that you claim, it's a mile that you claim, it's something that you feel. And so therefore, to go and to say, do it, and to force someone, it wouldn't have that effect. And therefore, the mitzvah was given in this way, And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us to think about it and to realize and to understand what it is that's being asked from us. And if so, and if we taka put on tzitzis, then it's something that will change us and give us this different attitude towards ourselves. And like the Medrash says, like the Pasuk says, the reason we won't do averis is because it's just not shaykh to us. We understand, we think differently. It puts us into a different mindset. That's what I want to suggest, possibly, to answer this question. And this being the case, I mean, we understand, it's something we probably all understood before, and also this is why the minig is that we're proud to wear tzitzis. It's not something we're embarrassed of, because we're proud to be Yidden. And that's what the whole thing is about. I'm proud to be Yid, because it says that I'm different. I'm better. That's what we believe that we are. That's the first step. I wanted to talk about something else. Also, it's really connected. It's a half of the Gevurah that Shem Shaval Hirsch says, also in the Parsha of Tzitzis. A half of the Gevurah. He makes the following observation. He says that the mitzvah of Tzitzis was given al kanfei bigdecha, on the corners of a beggar. He speaks about it. He says, everywhere in other places in the Torah, it says that you should put al arba kanfes ksusecha. Sometimes the lashon of ksus is used. Sometimes the use of beggar is used. So he says the following. He says that the mitzvah of tzitzis is shayach to the begadim. It's not the pshat that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have tzitzis. Like we have tefillin, we put on tefillin. So tefillin, we have a place to put. We put on our head, we put on our arm. Tzitzis, he also wanted us to put, but no place to put it. So he told us hang it on our baggage. He could have told us to put it on our belt, on our pocket, but he told us to put it on the baggage. He said, that's not the pshat. The pshat is no. It has something to do with begadim. It has something to do with the inyan of begadim. That's what he says. And then he explains what he means. So he says, again, begadim have two meanings to them. This is what he says. So sometimes the baggage is called ksus. That's where it says, one mitzvah of tzitzis, and sometimes a beggar is called beggar. And he says, what are these two inyanim a beggar? He says like this. Ksus is talking about the function of a beggar to cover someone over, to protect him from the elements, what we would call protection. That's one of the functions of a beggar. Ksus, lechasot, to cover. So he says, what does ksus represent? He says, a person has the ability to dress himself. That means he can adapt himself to different climates, different situations. If it's cold, he could wear warm clothing. If he's going to a place that, you know, there's sticks, thorns, whatever, he could put things on to protect him. That's clothing. So this is the Torah saying that you as a human who's capable of adapting yourself and traveling out and going into different situations, I want you to wear tzitzis. That's what the Torah is saying. I want you to wear tzitzis on your begadim to remind yourself no matter where you go, what you do, whatever situation you're in, which as humans you're capable of being in many situations, you have to remember the mitzvahs of the Torah. That's one lesson that he says how it's connected to ksus. Then he explains how it's connected to beged. What's a beged? So here he explains again. Beged, the function of, when we talk about the beged, we call clothing a beged. He says beged is because clothing also gives cover to a person, right? It says by the coin, cover ulsefers. That's one of the things that clothing does. Clothing makes a person respectable. So he says that here also we're putting the tzitzis on the beged in this way. So first, before I explain, I just want to explain what it means when we talk about clothing making a person respectable. Where does the musag of clothing come from? We all know clothing, Adam Rishon, created without clothing. When did the musag of clothing come into the world? And Adam Rishon did the chet. And because of that, Yetzer Hara became more a part of his metzius, he became more aware of the world of the Yetzer Hara. So because of that, his whole way of looking at the world changed. And then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, now it was correct, or he understood by himself, that it was correct to put on begadim. Why? Because all of a sudden, he could look at himself and others could look at him, not in the right perspective. What's a person? So Rav Shmuel Feuerherr says this also. He says, when we cover ourselves with begadim, he says we cover our body except for our hands and our head. He says, why? He says, because that's the part of us which we want to represent ourselves. What's a person? A person has the capacity to do, to be creative, to do things with his hands. and he has the capacity to think and understand with his head. Everything else, well, our other faculties, they're very important to keep us alive, but that's not how we want to represent ourselves. That's not the way we want people to look at us, because that's not us that makes us chashev. So the beged is made to bring out the chashivus of a person by covering over those parts of him that the Yetzirah has a maga with, and the Yetzirah gets us to think about it in all kinds of interesting ways, right? And that's not the way we want to be related to, and that's not the way we want to be relating to other people. And so therefore we pick a beged, we cover ourselves, thereby elevating ourselves and making ourselves into more of a respectable being. By emphasizing, this is the part of me that I want you to know. I want you to know that I'm a person who has the capacity to think, to understand, to speak with my head, my mouth. I have the capacity to do, to be creative, to produce with my hands. And that's what I want to present to the world, because that's the chashuv of me. The other aspects of me, that's not the chashuv of me. And that's what clothing is about, and that's the inyan of beged. Says Rav Shlomo Shlomo Hirsch that tzitzis takes that a step further. We put tzitzis on the beged to say that a yid is not just some elevated. He's not, you know, the beast, you know, who has this body. He's someone who's a person, first, by wearing clothing, and then he's not stam a person. He's a person who's elevated even more than that. He's not just disconnected from this world. He's connected to the Kisei HaKavod. He's an Eved Hashem. He's someone who has a super job on this world, someone who has super chashivus. And that's how the tzitzis are put on the beggar, and it's an extension of the inyan of the beggar. So it's just something to think about, that, you know, we talk about the inyan of beggar, we talk about the inyan of tzitzis, you know, I'll say it in a funny way, a crazy way, it's not a halachic statement, but someone who doesn't have that sensitivity to the inyan of beggar, it's very hard for him to have that sensitivity to the inyan of tzitzis, because he's already starting behind. Someone, when he wants to buy clothing, so who do we go to buy clothing? We want someone who understands what clothing is about, right? You don't go to buy, you know, there are places where you can buy plastic bags in all sizes. You can get big, round, square, and this. No one buys a plastic bag here because they're making bags, they're not making clothing. You go to someone who understands clothing if you want clothing. Well, if you want to buy clothing, you have to go to someone who understands what the inyan of clothing is. And if the inyan of clothing is, what he's explaining, what a beged it is, it's supposed to cover us up and make us respectable. Someone who doesn't want to accentuate the beast side of him, someone who wants to accentuate the mukhubad part of him. So then we have to make sure that when we're buying clothing from people who understand that. That's what I would think. If we're going to go to buy from people who don't understand what clothing is about, we're not going to get what we need. And we'll find ourselves, you know, in a matzav where all of a sudden we're presenting ourselves in a way, what am I presenting? How do I want people to look at me? If I get stuck there, then I could put on tzitzis. I'm not going to say they're meaningless, and of course we'll mechuyev and we get the inyan and we'll have the school. That's what I said. I'm not making a halachic statement. I'm just saying it's something to think about, that if I'm, you know, taking my tzitzis and putting it together with that beged, something wrong, something's not going. And so it's something we have to think about first. This inyan of beged, it's just something that makes us more respectable. I wouldn't go to someone who doesn't understand that inyan and ask him to make me a beged. I have to buy a beged that's matim to me for being the respect-worthy person that I want to be. Then I can take my tzitzis and put them on and say that I'm not just a mensch. I'm not just a person, I'm not a beast, but I'm a yid. And that means that my person is chashev, and I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm one of the Avdei Hashem. It's very interesting. The Medrash says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Begadim to Adam Rishon, so he gave them Big Day Kohen Gadol. Listen to the Medrash. What does it mean, Big Day Kohen Gadol? The Teretz is, he was a Kohen Gadol? Yeah, a yid is a Kohen Gadol. Why? Because we're all doing Avodas Hashem. That's what a yid is doing. My life I'm spent doing Avodas Hashem. My begadim, which are supposed to represent what I am, are really like Big Day Kohen Gadol. That's the way I'm supposed to look at it. That I'm a Yid. I wear clothing to show that I'm a Yid. I don't want to be showing the same thing that the Goy. The Goy doesn't have anything else to show for himself, so he has to show those aspects of him, that's what he has to show for himself. But I have something else to show for myself. I'm a Kohen Gadol. I'm a Yid. And therefore, my Begadim are Big Day Kohen Gadol. The Big Day Kohen Gadol are connected with the Tzitzis because that's what it's all about, saying that I'm special. I'm some Miuchad. Please relate to me as such. Please respect me as such. And I'd like to relate to myself as such. That's what our clothing has the koyach to do. And if we feel that way, so then it's pasha. Bless us, Rachel Vafna Vechenechem. It's not shaykh to me. It's a different living. It's a different life. It's a different mindset. That's the koyach that tzitzis has to offer us. The koyach of begodim, the koyach of tzitzis. Something to think about. Food for thought. And everyone should, you know, grab the opportunities in their hands. And Mirzem, it'll help you to shape your lives.